For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team opens up the playoffs on the road at Lake Superior State, joined by senior defenseman Justin Beaudry out of LaBroquerie, Manitoba. What makes the playoffs so special in hockey?
Yeah, obviously they're a great time. I think, especially since you're a little kid watching the NHL, your favorite teams and your favorite players, when you're playing outside against your brother in the snow. And
it's always game seven, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's always game seven. So yeah, just a special time.
This season has been an up and down one. As many freshmen as you guys have, it's to be expected a little bit. Play a game of fill in the blank here. When this team is playing best, blank happens.
Positives.
Okay. When this team isn't playing best, blank happens.
Negatives.
Savvy captain move there, Juice. You've already played Lake State once. You only played them the two games on the regular season, not four. What is different about game three as opposed to game five and six and maybe seven, just as far as what you know and what you expect, and kind of you're able to figure things out before they even happen when you're playing for the sixth, seventh time?
Yeah. Well, obviously they have good players. Like you said, when you're playing the third or fifth or sixth time, you kind of get to know a team well, right? So, you know, we just want to minimize their opportunities, keep them to the outsides. I mean, the team that scores the most goals wins, right?
Yes. I think it's been since the game started. your D partner last year, Zach Whitecloud, how much have you been able to keep tabs with him and keep in touch with him this year?
Yeah, he's doing well. We've stayed in touch. One of my good buddies. So it's good to see he's having success, and I hope to kind of see him down the road.
He had a chaotic year last year with teams constantly in his ear. I'm sure he was bouncing things off of you. How do you think he handled all of that, all those distractions last year?
I think he handled them well. He's a pro, on and off the ice. He's a great kid. You know, if anyone's going to handle that stuff properly, it's him. So I'm not worried about that guy. He's just a good guy, and he handles those things well.
You've been getting some interest as of late. How have you tried to deal in the present and just focus in on the Beavs?
Yeah, just like I said earlier with Whitey, I think it's kind of the same process. You know, at the end of the day, right now I'm playing for the Beavers. I'm focused on winning games for the Beavers and trying to win a championship here. So just acting like a pro every day, whether it's on or off the ice.
Your pro future could be a long, long ways away yet. If you guys go on a run, what's it going to take to do that?
I mean, we talk about it all year, but it's a full team buy-in. I mean, you can't win a championship without having every single guy on the team wanting to win it and buying in. So at the end of the day, it's just a dedication to the team and sacrificing.
Best of luck.
Thank you.